Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Of course, I want to hear from you. So give me a call, 347-826-7435. It's call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you a little nervous, and I know some of y'all got a little nervousness behind you, and you don't want to call, you want to just speak your piece anonymously, or you want to announce yourself, feel free to email me your questions, comments, concerns at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Once again, questions, comments, concerns, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. I also social network, as most of you know, so you can hit me up to join the Facebook group, myself or Mr. J will add you. Once again, if you're at Facebook, you go on Facebook, ask to join my Smooth Drama group, and myself or Mr. J will let you in. Now, Mr. J may try and hold something over your head. You know, he's just built like that. He's just one of them, hey, you gotta like crack my toes or something like that. But yeah, he'll let you in anyway. Twitter, Instagram, wherever. Add me. I'll add you back. And we can talk. That's what I'm saying. Just trying to connect with you. So we can have that conversation. Or conversations. However it goes. Oh, speaking of conversations, I can't say enough about how I despise service dogs. And when I say I despise service dogs, I'm talking about the service dogs that aren't service dogs, that they're emotional support dogs, that you get these people, they take their damn dogs everywhere. You don't need to. You got festivals like First Friday out here in Oakland. People have their dogs out there. Dog don't need to be at First Friday. I don't get it. And you see people, especially those people that need to bring their dog. Your dog don't need to go to the grocery store, the pharmacy, none of that. You know, it irks me to no end. I mean, I'm disgusted. And if I see a dog in a grocery store, I'm putting all my stuff back. I'll leave a cart right there. I'm not doing that, because that's just, they're unhygienic. And anybody, oh, I wash my dog. Hey, look, your dog licks his own ass and other dogs' asses. That is not hygienic. Case in point, a Wisconsin woman died after her family says she contracted an extremely rare infection from a kind of bacteria found in some dog's saliva. You know, there are these people who love kissing their dog. Hey, you know, if you want to kiss them, more power to you, right? But they are kind of nasty. You know, the mouth thing. So they do a lot of yeah. So she was treated. She got an infection from her, and she was so weak she couldn't hold a glass of water. And she died. She tested positive for Capnicitabine Cynophaga canamorsis. I probably said it wrong, but it doesn't matter. Common bacteria found in the mouth of dogs and cats. Yeah. Treated her with antibiotics, and she died the next afternoon, though. Now, I'm not making light of her death. I mean, it's sad that it happened. But, you know, once again, these are things that are avoidable. They said the dog nipped her. And that's how it happened. And maybe that is how it happened. But, see, once again, I see a lot of y'all kissing y'all animals. Or you're letting your animal lick you. And I'm just saying, they lick their own asses. They lick other dogs' asses. That's what you kiss. You're a cute little boy. That nasty ass tongue on your face. I mean, it's like, nope. Can't do it. Can't do it. So, yeah, cautionary tale. What you should do, what you should not do. That would be one of them. Don't kiss your dog. Speaking of dogs, it's another thing that I don't get. And maybe this is my pet peeve show. Weird Al Yankovic is getting a star on Hollywood Boulevard. Weird Al Yankovic. He's got a star. Somebody tell me, you know, they're talking about, oh, is he going to replace Donald Trump's star? I'm like, no, why does Weird Al Yankovic have a star? I mean, his whole thing is parodying someone's original work. I mean, I can't think of something that he did that was one original that didn't come off making fun of somebody else's hard work. And it's supposed to be funny, but I don't recall that video that was funny. Like, I watched it, was like, whoa, that was hilarious. Nope. See him, and I remember when hip hop first started. There was these dudes. They used to parody hip hop artists. I never thought that was funny either. It's like, so somebody come out with some dope stuff, and your thing is, I'm gonna come out, I'm gonna parody him. Nope. So the fact that Weird Al Yankovic is getting a star, it don't sit right with me. It make my, you know, I'm like, really? I don't see it. Maybe somebody else can tell me that they watched them Weird Al Yankovic videos and was like, yeah, that stuff used to keep me in stitches, laughing. Cracking up. Somebody. Can anybody tell me what was so thrilling about Weird Al Yankovic? I'll take an email. I mean, I'm open. Somebody email me and give me that argument. Or call me. 347-826-7435. Why in the hell did you think Weird Al Yankovic funny? I'll wait. I don't think it's gonna happen, but I'll wait. I mean, if you thought he was hilarious, then hey, you know what? God bless you. I may think that you need some help, but hey, good for you. Now, I will say this. I saw the, well, I ain't necessarily, well, there was something that happened Saturday night that I thought was amazing. There was a plane that was landed on the freeway. Now, what is so amazing about a plane landing on the freeway? Well, I mean, basically, the plane lands on the freeway on the 580 here in the Bay Area near San Leandro. Touchdown about 6:45 after the pilot reported a rough running engine. This is what Ian Gregor said. Now, the plane's registered owner is Fly FE LLC, based in Reno. Now, the spokesperson, Gregor, couldn't say tonight where the plane's trip began or where it was headed when it made the emergency landing. And they said that there were two people in the plane. One of them reported a complaint of pain. Now, no, the plane wasn't damaged and no one on the freeway was hit by the plane. But the fact remains that there was a damn plane on the freeway. Landed. Now, depending on what you believe, I'm a conspiracy theorist, right? So I immediately was like, oh man, we have some Mission Impossible stuff going on in the Bay Area. Right here on the freeway. You know, y'all be talking about, it used to be the word was mobbing in these streets. Somebody was mobbing in these airways. Just like they was out there and they just bust out and landed on the freeway. Now, for me, that is gangster and that's some FBI, CIA spy stuff. Because, you know, nobody knows where the plane was going. They reported some engine trouble. And then somebody has some pain and everybody just disappears. And I was looking on the news. I didn't even see it really on the news. They talked about it a little bit, but it's not a big deal. And I'm like, so when is it not a big deal for an airplane to land on the freeway and both the inhabitants of the plane to just run out and disappear off the set? That's not rare. Like I said, that sounds like some Mission Impossible type stuff. Don't know. I mean, there were a couple other planes that did some flying, which we'll talk about later on in the week. But the point is, this wasn't a big deal. And I'm like, why is that not a big deal? I mean, if I would have landed a plane on the freeway, which we know wouldn't happen, I would have messed some stuff up. But if I was flying the airplane and I'm landing on the freeway, it's probably big news. It's probably big news. I mean, for example, there's a black dude, and this hurt my heart. I mean, I ain't trying to say I'm racist or anything like this, but a black dude smacked a hippo on the ass, and I was just amazed by the guy. I'm watching the video because I, of course, made the assumption. And it's just being proved true. I can't make the assumption that it's white people doing crazy stuff. Yeah, it used to be real easy. I mean, we still can say, hey, if somebody's going to walk into a school and just do some shooting or some shooting type, I'm angry because, you know, my air filter didn't work or something. I don't know. That not stereotype, but I am stereotyping because it just happens. It happens like that. But the whole I'm gonna smack a hippopotamus on the ass. I would have said nah, cause he jumped the fence to reach down to smack the hippo on the ass, jumped back over the fence, raised his arms like yeah, like he did something. He's on video doing that. Now what does that have to do with the person with the airplane? Well, I'm just saying that. If it was a black dude on the landing the airplane on the freeway, probably would have made the news. Probably been a big deal. Probably would have caused a national hysteria. Probably would have made me call out for work like, you know what? They looking for a black dude. And I don't want to be that black dude that they catch. Because, you know, whenever they catch the black dude and they blame something on him, you don't even have to be the person that did it. They just take that raw ass whooping till you're like, you know what? I probably did do it because you beat all my memory brain cells out. But that's not even a joke. That's not even funny because it happens like that. And that's probably why I need to take a break because I need to take a break. All right. So I'm going to take a break. So... because I've heard that my music was being played. I have tried to circumvent that and make it so you can hear the song. So this is Rhapsody, Layla's Wisdom.
I've been killing for a long time. My lawyer's got a case, though. is an Autobot. I'm really hot, you should ask my team and them. Jam the steel, the squad, and my confidence. It's through the roof, I appreciate the compliment. Ladies, wisdom, rest in peace, I love you, dear.
Yeah, we good over here. If you wrote me a letter, I'd probably make it a kite. I'm flying in bad weather and pray it gets struck by light.
Together you got smooth
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F. The N-Word. That was Rhapsody, Layla's Wisdom. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Oh, man, speaking about wisdom, supposedly, and I'm saying supposedly, Kim Kardashian was, quote-unquote, blindsided by Kanye West's gross sexual lyrics about her sister. He put out a song, I guess, on his latest album called Ecstasy, right? And so, according to the insider, which more than likely is just one of them, just calling, trying to hide their voice. You know, generally, I guess them, like the whole deep throat, they try to talk with a dick in their mouth. It's like,
I didn't want to say it. I was equally disgusted.
I don't know. Anyway, she said, it really grossed them all out. The whole family was shocked that he was sexualized them like that. And so, after he heard the reaction to the song, like, he don't live there all of a sudden. He reportedly told them it was all in good fun. All right, now I think we have a caller here. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drama. How can I help?
Yes, my friend. How are you tonight or morning?
I'm good. It's tonight. I'm guessing that it's morning on your side. Where are you calling from?
Singapore. And my name is Mike. And yes, sir. And you know, you said the black community, black people, and you know, so many things. I mean, I want to ask you that, you know. Why, I mean, where, you know, the name of the black people, black, it came from? Because humanity is, there is no black or white or yellow or red. Because if you cut a little bit of your hand and me, the blood comes is the same. So from where can you educate us, please? Where this black came from, please?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you. You say your name was Mike from Singapore?
Yes, sir. But I want to converse with you. But, you know, because you said a black community, black people. Really, we have only one human race. Don't you believe so?
Okay. Well, I will put you on hold and I will talk about it. Thank you for your call, though, sir.
Sure.
All right. So, when you ask about the black race and how it came about, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, we were not the ones who created the racial division. I think, and I could be wrong, but the first caste system come from India, where they divided the people by their skin color. The darker, the less empowered. And as we know, and as most people should know, if you've paid attention to any of the news clipping, for the last 300-400 years, people who are of a darker hue of the human race that are called black people here in America and abroad, for the most part, have not been treated fairly. It's not about whether or not we want to claim ourselves as human. It's about, are we treated equally as humans? See, so whether we call, it wouldn't matter if we call ourselves vanilla wafers. I mean, vanilla is black before it has been changed into a white thing. It wouldn't matter what we call ourselves. We call ourselves pork rind, jellyfish. Hell, we call ourselves urban nightgowns. We still would be treated unfairly. 'Cause the name and how and what we categorize ourselves as, it's kind of immaterial in the argument. Because when we say Black Lives Matter, I mean, yes, it's a part of a colonial term, right? And then a colonial imperialist term. But it's what it is. I mean, it's sort of like I'm Mr. F the N-word. I'm not necessarily a proponent of the N-word. Even though I know that people use it, and I play music that uses the N-word. I'm not necessarily a fan of it, but I understand that it happens. And people say it's a term of endearment. So when we make that comparison and you say black, it's what we're called. It's a category that is used to segregate and denote an inferior tone and reflection of that people that is called that. So yeah, you know, not understanding why we call ourselves black. I mean, because we were called that, and if we were called something else, it still would be the same treatment. We're a colonized people, and colonized people are not the victors. So you are called what people call you. Now, of course, we all have names for ourselves, and we all think of ourselves in a more liberated tone. But the imperialist powers think of us in that way and treat us in that manner. And it's not something that we enjoy, but it's just part of the landscape of, especially here in America, of the terrain. It's a racist terrain. It always has been, always will be. I don't know how it is in Singapore. I can't say I've ever been there or lived there, but I'm guessing that there's a little oppression that goes on over there also. And maybe you can call back again sometime and we can have a dialogue about that, because I think oppression is the same everywhere. There are people who are on the top who treat those who are not as fortunate not equally. And so the connotation of being black, which is why a lot of people do not want to be black. I mean, you'll see a lot of people, like, I'm sure there's people in Singapore or anywhere else who, they are darker than me, but they would not call themselves black, because being black is akin to being inferior and being treated as such in a non-human way. So we want to caution that we would never say the people who are being mistreated are in the wrong. They're put in the condition so that they are bound to fail. You know, if you put any creature in substandard conditions, you will see them act unnaturally. And this is what we have. Once again, Mike from Singapore, thank you for calling. I hope that somewhat answers your question. And I look forward to dialoguing with you again. Oh, in the meantime, I was talking about the succubi who were sucking the blackness out of Kanye West, and then were all bent out of shape when he would do or say anything crazy. I'm talking about the Kardashians. So Kanye West, in his rap, he says in the song Ecstasy, and I quote, "You got sick thoughts? I got more of them. You got a sister-in-law you want to smash? I got four of them." They were upset by that. Now, for me, I don't think they were necessarily upset. I mean, we are, I guess you could say she was young, but we are talking about a person who launched their career by putting out a sex video and has sexualized themselves in every facet of in stage of their career. So for your husband to say something sexual and you to, I guess, you know, maybe she is being real in her grossed out disgust about the lyrics. But I'm guessing it took somebody else to point them out to them, because I'm thinking that they're not all that swift and couldn't have caught lyrics album. Like, oh yeah, she's religiously listening to an album. I'm guessing somebody else caught that. Because for some strange reason, people still pay attention to them. I don't get it. We'll never get it. And if somebody can once again tell me why it's important to watch the Kardashians do whatever the hell they do, don't call me and tell me about it, because I really don't want to know. It's like a rhetorical question. It's like, so why do people watch that dumb that they do? That's my thought. And speaking of dumb stuff, I actually got an email. The email was about Dwayne Martin, who made what some call an outrageous demand and divorce settlement with Tisha Campbell Martin. The email writes, "Why do you think it's becoming commonplace for husbands to ask for spousal support? Do you feel like the days of men being a provider are becoming extinct? Does this mess with manhood?" All right. First, I say thank you for the email. Second, I just talk about it. Apparently, Dwayne Martin and, you know, obviously Tisha Campbell, they're breaking up. And so she asked for spousal support, then he asked for spousal support. And so, you know, obviously people think that's weird. I mean, in lieu of what Mary J. Blige's husband asking for spouse support, Jill Scott was actually paying her man $20,000 a month, and I guess that wasn't good enough for him. Yeah. anyway, it's just my thoughts are you getting paid money to have sex with your woman and do what a husband is supposed to do, and you're getting paid for that. Although this is a different thing. We're talking about the husband and manhood. Well, I think some people would say, astrologically speaking, that this is about the female energy, because if we go by the Dendera astrology chart, we are in the age of Aquarius, where knowledge and enlightenment and female energy is at its height. And so there's a stronger vibe of femininity at this particular point in time in our existence. And so certain things that were associated with female energy that females would do in America, I can't speak for countries outside of America, but just my observation here in America, there's a lot of feminine traits, or as they would say, non-gender specific activities that men are engaging in, that are associated with more female gender roles and female energy. As I know, there's a lot of people who, like, just say, yeah, it's soft. And I mean, in some people's opinion, yeah, it is. I mean, because I just look at it like, hey, you are an accomplished actor. She's an accomplished actress. Y'all break up, you got kids, do the custody thing, but don't ask for spousal support. Go out and get your own. To the writer of the email, no, I wouldn't say that is messing with manhood, because I think sometimes there are just people who just, because they've been long-term in a relationship and they feel hurt, rejected, or whatever. I mean, because don't know the exact circumstances of their breakup and why the irreconcilable differences came to a head. Some people just want to be petty. Okay, well, you want to ask me for spousal support, I'm going to ask you for spousal support. You want to hurt me, I want to hurt you. And I think sometimes that happens. Now, am I right or wrong? I don't know, because once again, we don't know the details, the specific details and the dynamics of their relationship. I just think that it's a common trend now, because there used to be a rule, hey, you're not going to ask your woman for no money. I mean, but it used to be a woman couldn't get a divorce from a man. So it's one of those things, as I want to say, things are evening out, or evened out, or have gone away, where women have rights are probably more unprecedented here in Western society, and so women can, I won't say have their cake and eat it too, but more women can be treated by this society like men, even though we know women are not necessarily equal in this society as far as being treated as Mike in Singapore said, as a human being, as human beings. Because there's still, like, women are inferior in a sense of that. But in the eyes of some of the courts, it's like, well, equal rights mean you can equally be screwed over in court too. And I think this is what is what has been opened up. Equal rights mean that, yeah, your life can be messed over too by your ex. And I'm thinking people who fought for equal rights probably wasn't fighting for the right to be screwed over by a lazy guy. Not to say that all guys are lazy that, you know, lived off their wives, like all wives weren't lazy who lived off their husbands. But yeah, it's a thought. It's a shit. That's a whole show worth of conversation right there. But I ain't gonna go into it. I'm gonna go on break. This is Jay-Z, The Evil.
God, I wonder, can you save me?
Illuminati want my mind, soul, and my body.
God, I wonder, can you save me?
Secret society, trying to keep me on.
God, I wonder, can you save me?
Illuminati want my mind, soul, and my body.
God, I wonder, can you save me? I can't die.
Yeah, this shit is wicked on these mean streets. None of my friends speak. You're trying to win, but then again, maybe it's for the best though. Cause when they're seeing too much, you know they're trying to get you touched. Whoever said illegal was the easy way out couldn't understand the mechanics and the workings of the underworld. Granted, 9 to 5 is how you survive. I ain't trying to survive, I'm trying to live it to the limit and love it alive. Life ills poison my body, and used to say, fuck my skills. I never prayed to God, I prayed to God. E, that's right, it's wicked. That's life, I live it. Ain't asking for forgiveness for my sins. And I break bread with the lay hands, picking their brains for angles and all the evils that the game will do. It gets dangerous. Money and power is changing us, and now we're lethal, infected with the evil.
God, I wonder, can you save me?
Illuminati
want
my mind, soul, and my body.
God, I wonder, can you save me?
Society, trying to keep me on.
God, I wonder, can you save me?
Illuminati want my mind, soul, and my body.
Now we fight for blocks with buildings that make a killing. The closest of friends when we first started, but grew apart as the money grew. Soon grew black hearted. Thinking back when we first learned to use rubbers, he never learned. So in turn, I'm kidnapping his baby's mother. My hand around the collar, feet in the cheese. She said the taste of dollars was shitty, so I bet a 50. About his whereabouts, I wasn't convinced. I kept feeding her money till shit started to make sense. Who could ever foresee? We used to stay up all night at slumber parties. Now I'm trying to rock his bitch to sleep. All the years we were real close. Now I see his face through her tears. No, she wishing we were still close. Don't cry, it is the beat. In time, I take away your miseries and make it mine. The evil.
God, I wonder, can you save me?
Illuminati
want
my mind, soul, and my body.
God, I wonder, can you save me?
Society, trying to keep me on.
God, I wonder, can you save me?
Illuminati want my mind, soul, and my body.
My flesh, no nigga could test. My soul is possessed by the evils in the form of diamonds and Lexuses. The exorcist got me doing sticks like, homie, you don't know me, but the whole world owe me. Strip was thought to be a pleasant guy all my fucking life. So now I'm down for whatever, ain't nothing nice. Throughout my junior high years, it was all friendly. But now this higher learning got the Remy in me. Liquors invaded my kidneys. Got me ready to lick off, mama, forgive me. I can't be held accountable, the evil's beating me down, boo. Got me running with God, making G's, telling lies that sound true. Come test me, I never cower, for the love of money, son. I'm giving lead showers, stop screaming. You know the demon said it's best to die. And even if Jehovah witnessed, bet he'll never testify. The evil.
God, I wonder, can you save me? I can't die.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Jay-Z, The Evil's 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Oh, man. So, start talking about Groundhog Day and the stuff that happens when the same things happen over and over again on a daily basis. This time, it's a little different. I won't say that it's different, but it's not different. So the Groundhog Day encompasses a few things. I mean, one, we have Omarosa coming out. Hey, Donald Trump, he has racist speeches where he has racist recordings where he says the N-word. Like, okay. And
we kind of knew that, right? I mean, you saying Donald Trump is racist is like, yeah, like pretty much all the presidents of the United States. Moving on. Groundhog Day. Ben Carson. One of the more deadly arguments, right? Because Ben Carson, he's in charge of urban housing, right? And so he's talking about repealing the Fair Housing Act, where, you know, it prohibits race discrimination in the sale and rental of housing. Now, he comes out and he says, and I quote, and Ben Carson, black man, he's denounced government efforts to desegregate housing in America as, I quote, a failed socialist experiment. He said he believes very deeply in the purposes of the Fair Housing Act. He just feels like often unworkable requirements and actually impeding the development and rehabilitation of affordable housing. And he goes on to say, it's ironic that the current affordable house rule, which was designed to expand affordable housing choices, is actually suffocating investment in some of our most distressed neighborhoods that need our investment the most. Now, what is the Groundhog Day about this argument? See, basically, they don't want to do the investment because the actual poor people still want to live there. See, they'll invest in affordable housing so long as you can move those who are impoverished that live in those areas out. I believe we call that gentrification, but this one is that deadly insidious argument, right? We talk about how does gentrification start, and you'll get house Negroes. Well, see, I won't say house Negroes because I said I would stop saying that because they are super Negroes now. They have capes. They have superpowers because they've been given steroids, HGH, by their masters. And so, you know, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's super Negro flying through the air with the greatest of ease, repealing all of the advances that people shared blood for and died for. Because he's like, well, I got mine. Everybody should be able to get theirs. But, you know, the understanding, not understanding that, yeah, you're the token. So, of course, you got yours. Because they have to have a token to say, hey, look, he did his. He's a brain surgeon, but maybe while he was practicing, he may have poked himself and his brain might have actually fallen out. I don't know. It could have happened. Maybe. Kind of, sort of. Yeah, no. Maybe so. Yeah. Ben Carson. If you've seen him talk, I mean, Ben Carson is one of those guys where if he's talking, you just really want to smack the taste out of his mouth. So he stopped talking because it's just like when he's talking, it's like, oh my God, really? This is how you talk for real? Anyway, so Groundhog Day, he walk around the whole problem and say, oh, well, it stops investment in the poor community. But see, the thing is, the investment comes with them moving the poor people who they were trying to help out of the community. Yeah. Always has been. Always will be. I mean, we see gentrification going on all the time. It's like you have a neighborhood that is being diversified, right? And you start seeing the people walking their dogs, and then that's when the police calls start coming. Hey, there's people in this neighborhood. They've been living here all their lives, but they're here still. We thought they left. I thought when I moved in that they were all going to move out, but, you know, of course, black people don't move out when white people move in. White people move out when black people move in. Weird thing. But they stay, get the police called on them, and we know the rest. Groundhog Day. Now, then, there's the latest Groundhog Day. Cardinal Donald Wuerl. He's the priest up in Pennsylvania. There's a grand jury report that's investigating his child sexual abuse. It's a 900-page report. Apparently, the report identifies more than 300 predator priests that grand juries, well, jurors, have accused the church leaders of brushing aside the victims to protect the abusers in church institutions. Like, there's like 301 priests that were like reassigned by this cat. Now, of course, he's he's not the hater of the week, because he's been doing it for a very, very long time. But I mean, when we talk about Groundhog Day, the abuse that has been laid out upon people in the name of the church. I mean, we know that there were chaplains on them slave ships. You know, and once again, you're talking about Mike from Singapore asking us why we're black and are we not human? It's like, well, there were chaplains on them slave ships. I don't think humanity was being talked about that much on them slave ships. This was in the name of the Lord. And so now it happens. And so now, with the Roman Catholic diocese And this report coming out, I mean, this is something that's been happening forever. The church can do no wrong, and they just get no consequences because it's the church. They're a holy institution, too big to do something wrong. I think that's how it would be categorized. But when we look at it, I mean, and we really look at it, you just say, so 300 cases. Is he going to go to jail? Are those priests going to go to jail? No. I mean, we say it about the police. I mean, we know that the policemen, they're not going to go to jail when they kill black people. These priests are not going to go to jail. And they've molested, I mean, we're talking about hundreds of cases, hundreds of priests, right? They just reassign them, so they just go somewhere else and rape somebody else somewhere else, ruin somebody else's life somewhere else. And that's just it. It's just reassignment. I mean, we know police, they get a vacation for killing black people. I mean, we call it administrative leave, but it's paid administrative leave. I mean, and if I get administrative leave, that means I'm getting a paid vacation. I come back to my job after it's like a reward, right? Like, oh, all right, well, you raped and violated too many people here. We got to send you to Arizona. You think you're going to be okay there? Oh, man, look, you know, I'm sorry. I did my Hail Mary, and I'm ready to go now. I think I got it licked. Then they go to Arizona, do the same thing, get sent to Montana, New Orleans, Chicago, wherever. You just keep bouncing their ass around, and they keep doing the same thing. Groundhog Day. Right? No implications. No repercussions. Just good old-fashioned oppression. I mean, because that's what that is. When you can do something bad to somebody, ruin their lives, but not have to suffer any consequences for them. That's something that oppressors do. Something that's common here. We've gotten used to it. And it's a shame. And that's the reality. That's our Groundhog Day, which is every day. I mean, it's not once a year. It's that bad dream. I got nothing good to say. I'm out. Mr. F the N word. I'm depressed now. I'm not depressed, but I am depressed because it's like you're just mad every day. I'm in the show like that. I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.